You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Exploding Dice, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I am weird audio fidelity because I'm in a hotel room, CJ. Next to me is weird audio fidelity because she's in a hotel room, Rachel.
Hi, guys.
Joining me, as always, is not weird audio fidelity, Gary.
Hello.
Weird audio fidelity strictly because he's Raul.
Hello.
Stealing my couch, Delbert.
Ahoy.
Stealing her couch, Monica.
I don't have a couch.
And because the reason why she doesn't have a couch, Josh.
The real couches are the friends we made along the way.
Felix will be joining us sometime, maybe in this episode, maybe the next one. We don't know. So
he's too busy having revelry in the dark.
Yes.
Revelry in the dark.
Revelry in the dark.
Revelry in the dark.
Revelry in the dark.
I don't want to be in the dark.
So last time, and I'm making this very well known, last time on Exploding Dice, random anonymous person. we punched a squid real hard. The squid, eldritch, horrible beast thing.
That, you gotta be squidding me.
That wasn't a six-hour fight.
No, we punched it real good.
Yeah, it's like I've said before, it's almost like I learned my lesson and don't give my bosses auto-sustaining life drain anymore.
I mean, it punched me real good, to be fair. I almost went down in one hit.
I mean, it was a good skill. It just...
Yeah, it is just sucking life every time a boss hits. A boss who already has a lot of hit points is rough. Yeah, but I understand where Josh is coming from. It was that kind of beastie. Like,
hey, this fits the idea of the monster. This will make it an interesting encounter. Oh, God, what have I done?
And that happens.
Rolling like, trash, you guys.
Especially with Roll 20, not Roll 20, but with Open Legend, like, because there's not a lot of templates out there, like, it's real hard just to be like, okay, I want this boss to do this. Oh, God, I over under tuned this. See, a mini boss I got killed in one fucking hit.
Well, that's because Josh rolled what, a 40 something?
Yeah, between Rachel and...
I rolled a 47 and Josh rolled a 49
sorry,
and he's dead.
Two
one punch!
Because remember I kind of oops'd him down the stairs?
Yeah, so two punches on a mini boss fight in my home game. So it is actually hard to make proper well-done fights.
No, the best one was still, that thing needs to die. You should go mess with it. Wreak havoc, 96.
That poor mook. Those poor mooks.
I'm fading. No, I'm not. I'm right here. So yeah, I am on a wireless hotspot. So if my audio isn't the greatest, I apologize. And Rachel is right next to me. So yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, that was what happened last time. We had a lot of fun all sitting physically around a table. We punched a squid beast.
So many tokens.
So many tokens. Many
tokens.
Oh, yeah, it's a token squid beast.
We met Kasim the episode before then.
We don't know his name yet, though.
Yeah, we met we met this weird traveler guy, whom
this guy is on a piece of a ship.
He probably thinks he's hallucinating because this gigantic aircraft carrier size, massive magical ship comes peeling out of the ocean. Some guy in armor with a darkness cape picks him up, throws him at a bear, and then a giant squid abomination that destroyed his ship attacks us, and we're all just like, yeah, no whatevs, no big deal.
Yeah.
We got this.
Wait, did we meet him last episode? Or was the episode before then?
I think he showed up in the episode before then, and so did the squid monster, and then we cut, and then we had the fight.
Yeah, that's right. The last episode started with roll initiative. Got it.
Yeah, so we have a random friend on our deck who probably has no idea what the fuck is going on, because this ship is not capable of being made by our technology. The sails and the rigging are all made of light.
I think that was it. Yeah, last episode was just the boss.
That sounds about right.
Anything else before we begin?
No, I think that's pretty much everything.
All right. Well, then.
We had the little chit-chat.
The
bonus episode.
That was weeks ago by this point, Raul.
Yeah, dude.
I've slept since then, / haven't actually listened to it yet.
Yeah, no, that was...
That came out this week.
Yeah, that came out physically this week that we're recording this.
Peek behind the Kaiten.
Yeah. Yay! Oh. yeah, that came out the week that we're recording this, but... No, that was now, what, 3 weeks ago as of when this is going to be recorded, and when this is going to be aired.
I've slept twice since then, so we're good.
And eight months.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, and Calabras and Akira are back to not getting along because they decided to play life, death, tug of war over brooms.
My brooms! Heroes never die.
And Fragul decided to take on an apprentice.
Yeah.
The audience members can't see you. Can't hear you nodding.
Yes, yes, I did. Akira is my apprentice now, the same way as Valfreya is Calabras's, right?
Yes.
Yep.
But we come from two different ways of teaching.
Yeah, well, Akira wanted more of a primal way of doing things anyway, so... Actually, he asked Sadie, and Sadie's just like, meh, whatever.
So Akira was looking more for the bare essentials?
Yes.
Yeah, because Akira asked Sadie, and then Fragul overheard train me and was like, come, I'm going to throw a stick at you, and we're going to train.
I like to imagine that I throw the stick at him, and he just misses it and just like...
Well, I did roll really shitty on that agility roll, so.
So, by the way, the clean room, clean mind, clean kill mantra. I've been saying that to myself when I clean house now, and it actually helps.
All right. So let us. I don't get to do that part. Josh.
Yeah. So. That was a thing that just happened.
Akira is immediately going to walk up to the stranger.
I'm standing there with my sword still out, not quite sure what's going on here.
Akira actually stands surprised, mainly because he saw Calabras stand like this, and he doesn't want to admit that he saw Calabras stand like this, and this demanded attention. So he's actually going to stand up at attention with his hands folded behind his back. He goes, welcome, traveler. I am the captain of this ship. My name is Akira. Yours?
You may call me Kasim. As I just look around with my sword still out slightly.
You can rest, friend. You're unless another weird, horrible hell beast comes to attack us again. You're with people who won't actively try to murder you now.
I wouldn't say that.
Hello, new shipmate. Fregul comes in, extending a paw.
The bear talks.
What, no bear hug?
Don't worry, he's friendly.
Fascinating.
Unless you're a fish.
He's actually probably the most friendly person on this group.
I mean, Akira is very friendly.
Frank was going to go up, like, get, like, right up in his face and just, like, starts, like... You smell kind of fishy.
Growl, I love you.
If you like, I can add you to the water and we can see how you smell after a few hours.
No.
I like this guy.
Wet bear fur. No one wants that.
Oh, God.
You've been out there for a few hours?
Oh, my.
I assume I lost track of time. I was waiting for that thing to come back and eat me.
Robbie.
Whoop.
Can you please let Mora and Jokiro know that we have a guest who's been shipwrecked for quite some time?
Certainly. What a mess.
Yeah, I know, Robbie. It's okay.
But we'll get it cleaned up.
Oh, Sadie's no need to worry about that.
Way that she can see everything going on. Then nudge Sylvia and go.
Sylvia's not up there.
Where is Sylvia? Why is Sylvia?
Sylvia is in her lab and has not really left for much.
Three or four
days.
Primarily because the two people that play her haven't worked at Dragon Con.
What happens when Robbie claps her hands?
Oh, good. Somebody was actually paying attention. Instead of just rolling over the DM.
Welcome to my world. Point.
Ravi claps her hands, and there's a sort of tone that rings out across the deck of the ship.
Yeah.
And something strange kind of happens.
Oh, jeez. Strange for us or just strange in general?
Strange in general.
Okay.
Even though you guys have seen some things at this point.
So slightly less normal than normal.
And definitely strange for Kasim.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a glowing, floating woman child just kind of hovering there in the middle of the air. So probably not something Kasim is too used to seeing. But then portions of the walls of the ship start to fall off.
Robbie, what's happening?
To the lifeboats!
Remember when I was initially describing the ship and mentioning certain art installations along the walls? These strange sort of circles in the center of our very artistic golden swirls.
Yeah.
A bunch of those just dropped off the walls. And the large gemstones at the center of them start to pulse with light. And then each one of them snaps open, assumes an upright bar pedal form, and begins marching across the deck.
Well, that's new.
Fragul is ready to fight.
Fragul, wait.
I can help too. Maxwell!
You're going to drag broom bristles through squid blood? I almost said slug blood for some reason.
They're magical brooms, so they clean up anything.
I mean, Calamari is just going to kill it, so.
And these odd figures start to move towards the squid mess that is all over the deck. And you watch as they hold out their arms and the hands rotate in. And wait a second, that looks kind of familiar. And fire begins to shoot out and start to scorch away the squid remnant.
Okay.
Fire, we need water.
Wherever will we find that?
Hard to say.
I'm sure they're keeping it contained, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. It's more like controlled burn, flamethrower.
Huh.
And as you watch them go about the business of cleaning up the deck, one, they're incredibly efficient. Two, despite being more artistic in design, they look a hell of a lot like Remy.
Huh.
Robbie, I know you're probably going to laugh at me for asking this, but just remember differences in technology. Are these Garrix or do they have another name?
Oh, no, don't be silly. These aren't war machines. These are garnets.
Garnets? Like the gem?
Sort of. Same pronunciation, but more like knit small insect kind of.
Insects. So we have to go bowling again?
G-A-R-G-N-E-T-S?
G-A-R-N-I-T.
Okay. Oh, that kind of knit. I heard Nat.
Yeah, it's all pronounced the same way. Phonetics. But yeah, in short order, they have the deck rather sparkling again.
I certainly hope there wasn't anything valuable inside of that beast.
I wouldn't want it if it was.
Wait, didn't the beast just, like, disintegrate after we killed it?
Most of it did. There was still a lot of debris and non-eldritch animal parts that left behind.
Yeah, also, it got stabbed a whole bunch, so there was probably blood.
Yeah. I don't know why it's carrying 12 gil and a fire ring.
Thank you, Robbie.
Of course.
Absolutely. So, Akita turns to Kasim. Look at his uniform. A traitor of some kind?
I am an agent of a merchant in Mazra. Currently, that is all you need to know.
Da, da, da.
Ooh, he's a bit snappy, isn't he?
Still kind of on edge.
Well, let's get some food in you, and then maybe we can talk.
Food, is it lunchtime already?
You won't find better cuisine on these seas than on the Wave Razor, my friend.
Well, I should hope so. There's not much else out here right now.
And he pats you on the shoulder and walks past you. Follow me.
I do so, but I put one of my blades in its sheath, but I keep the other one just in case.
Yeah, suit yourself. And Akita takes you. Hey, Velfreya.
Yes?
Fast way or short way? Or fast way or long way? How much more trauma do you think this poor guy can handle?
How much more shock do you think you can handle, Kasim?
Well, if we're talking about more teleportation, that's not a problem.
All right, fast way.
All right. opens up a door. Stand here.
Does so.
Surprise, it's the pneumatic tube!
Yeah.
I can only imagine the chaos that would ensue if Fergul found one of those on the ship.
Okay, Calabres, push the food in now. I'm on the other end.
Boy, talk about a potato cannon.
Akira joins you in the lift, and how many people can fit in this thing?
Several at once.
All right, everybody in the boat.
It's not huge, but it's not, you know, a literal one-person pneumatic tube system.
it's like a big group elevator kind of thing, right?
Like standard elevator size, yeah. It's not like massive. Well, again, it's not, you know, two people are going to be getting extremely intimate with one another.
So I would imagine the Calabras, as he mentions, because reasons, is just kind of sitting there glowering at me for acting and talking to this guy without interrogating him first.
What?
Yeah, Calabres, the guy that we just pulled out of the ocean, that you threw at me.
You don't just throw people at people.
He's surrounded by a half dozen dangerous people.
I just punched this thing that ate his ship to death.
And you wonder why I haven't quite let my guard down.
Oh, just wait, friend.
This is why Daddy drinks.
So, I'm sure you saw what we did to the Kraken creature. He'll be on his behavior. Unless he's suicidal. All
right. Everybody loads in, and Akira presses the button for the mess level.
Beam me up, Ravi.
As everybody's crowding in, Velfrey is going to lean over to Calabras. That was so awesome.
I know. I did it.
I was there.
Akira does the same thing. Next time, vampire better.
The fuck is a vampire?
I give him like a really ugly look.
It's a thing. I can tell you're giving me a look, but I can't see that you're giving me a look.
All I'm picturing is that scene from Spaceballs where Rick Moranis is making faces at Scroob and then just puts the visor down on the helmet.
It's weird that I could tell you're giving me a look, Calabras.
But yeah, the lift does its job, and there's that sudden odd tingling lurch, and hey, look, there's the hallway into the mess hall.
And some Shokugeki level food smells coming out of there.
So, Josh.
Yes?
Would there be Silva in Mazra at all?
Probably not a ton, but there's a decent chance he might have seen one in passing.
Okay. Because
De Silva do, you know, like to travel just for general purposes of expanding their own breadth of knowledge and life experiences. Okay. And whatnot. So if one of them was inclined to go see what Mazra is like, then there's, you know, no doubt whatsoever that they'd find a way to make it over there.
Yeah. Akira's going to look at Sadie. You might want to... And nobody can see you giving me the eye, Rachel.
What?
Not even they can see you giving me the eye. You might want to go get your sister and let her know what happens.
She can look it up. Fine.
Please.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'll go.
Thank you. So he looks and goes, Akira, as we're walking down the hallway, goes, so merchant vessel, so you're a hired hand of some kind. I can dig that.
Certainly.
Mind telling us what happened?
Well, you saw that thing. Not sure where it came from. Next thing I know, it devoured my boat and everyone that was on it, and somehow I survived.
Hmm.
And then you all showed up.
Is it okay if I roll prescience to try to see if I sense anything awkward about him?
I mean, there's nothing against it.
Because... that thing killed everything. I'm the only one who survived. Out of character, I know.
Suspicious as fuck.
Yeah, that seems really suspicious. It's an 11. I probably don't sense much.
You're still covered in squid goo.
You sense that he could really use a shower.
Good thing we have those.
Yeah.
So before Sadie goes walking off, she kind of like gives him a look and doesn't know how to take him, so I'm actually going to do the same thing. Just to see if, you know, in my, oh my, I like him. He's rather, you know, ballsy.
Where's Mouse? Mouse where?
Prescience.
I know. I was looking more for the mouse. Pre-science!
We've got to get all that sciencing out of the way before we can go back to role-playing.
Exactly. 22 for Sadie's pre-science.
That's a decent amount of pre-science.
Yay!
I mean, there doesn't seem to be anything particularly malicious radiating off of him.
Do I get that kind of strange feeling?
I mean, he's foreign to you. Did you? But it's not like you're seeing, you know, malicious shadowy puppet master looming over his shoulders, pulling the strings or anything like that.
Not that we would ever see something like that in this campaign.
No, absolutely never. Not.
Do I kind of feel like I maybe I should keep an eye on him beyond edge, but at the same time it's like, ooh, shiny new person.
I mean, while his story is a little odd, you know, oh, there were no other survivors after this, you know, horrible monster attack. It's not so out of the realm of possibility.
Okay.
You guys handled this thing pretty well, despite taking some heavy hits. It may just have been that whatever defense measures they had on the boat were not as efficient as you guys are. So it may have been a more serious threat to them, and he just happened to be the lucky slash unlucky one who was above par, but
also, come to think of it, there may have been initially other survivors that just succumbed.
Yeah, he didn't have a hard-hitting vampire. It's the real fault.
Bad vampire. Didn't vampire good enough.
What's a vampire?
The thing that I will tell stories about.
Everyone just starts thinking that vampire equals necromancer, that they're just the same thing.
Yep.
It's one of those weird moon people words.
Whoa, you can't use moon people. That's our word.
That's racist.
Hey, watch your mouth, Jim.
Angry Chibi Kai from the corner of the screen.
Exactly. Fourth wall breaking.
You can't have it all. You can fight.
You do hear from the kitchen finally. No brada! And a 6'5" Silva comes out, patting his hands, kind of dusting off his chef's apron. Looks at him. Name Jokiro. Extends his hand.
I also extend my hand. Was not expecting a Silva in this interesting group of individuals.
Interesting we be, that be sure.
Nobody expect a Silvish Inquisition.
you hear Sadie kind of look over her shoulder one more time. Hi, Dad! Go get Sylvia now. I'll be back.
All right, baby, go.
Bye.
And not at all when he shakes your hand. Not one bit. Not at all doing the thing.
Mind freak.
Yeah. So right. 20 on influence.
You're looking for anything in particular or...
No.
Malicious
intent.
Surface level
thoughts. I'm going to murder all these assholes in their sleep, kind of thing.
Yeah.
My sword, my precious sword. I want to pet it, and there's too many people around.
So, make a scene. What you thinking?
I'm still really unnerved by everything, so that's probably going to be forefront.
It kind of falls under the purview of reading, sort of. Is there anything that's slightly better? Yeah, we'll run that off of reading just for ease of sanity's sake.
Yeah, I just rolled influence. I should have rolled telepathy, and I apologize for not rolling that.
No, it's fine, because telepathy really only gets you mental communication, whereas reading is generally used more for objects and locations. But if we say you're doing something like using him as a focal point for this immediate area and the events that transpired, you can pretty easily parse that his story checks out. You get little flickers of memory of this, you know, not tiny, but comparatively speaking, smaller, regular wooden vessel, just sailing along its merry business, and then suddenly just out of nowhere from underneath it, all of these tentacle limbs slamming down around it, basically.
Okay. Jokido at this point will clasp his hand on Kasim's shoulder. Come, brother, you be safe here. We go make sure that you're taken care of.
Permanently.
Jokido looks over because he knows how Calabrias especially acts and nods.
Hey, Jokido, when you get a chance, can you give me a fresh piece of meat while you're in there?
They be meat. Moria and me, we be taking care of things.
No, I mean for me.
I said what I mean, Rob. I know you by now.
All meat all the time.
I mean, we did just pick up some really fresh meat. I mean,
no.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Do you remember what happened the last time one of us ate an Eldritch Abomination?
In a very bad way. Even the cat that would eat anything wouldn't eat him.
Why is everything doing with my roleplay that I'm involving eating Eldritch Abomination?
Who knows?
Something wrong with the people that live in this house. Yeah.
So Sadie went, like, flying, running down the hallway because she is completely, like, entranced by this dude for some reason. Like, it's that ooh, shiny new thing, foreign person, never seen before, not sure how to feel.
Yeah, I mean, so you've seen a couple Mazarins around Tolvera, but mostly the more mercantile, you know, fancy silks, diplomats going to the palace, things like that. Nothing quite like grizzled, dual sword wielding veteran.
Well, that he's got metal. He's got a sword. And what is my fetish? Anything metal I want to touch and play with. And I'm told I'm not allowed to because it's not appropriate to grab people's swords.
Whoa.
Not without consent.
Phrasing.
No, nobody lets me grab the spear either.
I mean, I asked him to hold the spear. I put it in my hands. He's a very loving person.
Please, the spear has enough length for everyone.
Oh, God.
So, I would say that I knock, but no. Because I am, like, over hyper excited, I just go busting through Sylvie's lab, the door. No, I just run right into it and like nudge it. I don't know how the hell it opens, but it opens when I run into it.
Remy probably opened it for you.
Oh god.
Impact in 3, 2, whoop.
And while you hear it coming down the halls, Mia!
Luckily, I think I'm pretty used to hearing loud noises. It's an occupational hazard, so they don't really scare me very much anymore.
Memo to self, invent earplugs.
Okay, sure, but I was just finishing, I just finished my last experiment, and I did a thing!
I figured it out.
Would you blow up now?
No, I'm not. I'm going to try not to blow people up anymore. But, but I found a different way that I can help. It doesn't matter. What's going on with you?
We killed a snake. Big eldritch evil snake Cthulhu octopus. I'm not sure what the hell it was, but it's big and dead.
Okay,
she's
well,
using
I'm
a lot of strange
lab.
Words. You might want to have her checked out.
Yeah.
And there's a dude with two swords.
A dude with swords. Okay. Like a dude we don't know that has swords?
Yes!
Oh. Okay.
And he's still up to Akira. And I don't think Akira likes him, but I don't know. I couldn't read Akira, but that's okay because I couldn't read him either. But I don't know if it's good or bad.
Oh, so, are you trying to get me to come with you?
Yes!
Is that... Oh, okay. okay, I will come and meet this new person because I'm done with
come
my
on,
experience
come on.
And I don't have to blow up my lab anymore.
Dad made food. We have to go eat. You need to eat anyway. But just, let's go!
Surprise, this is all just an elaborate ruse to get you out of the lab and nutrition.
Yes, well...
Yes,
you get up there and we've actually... I'm used to the elaborate ruses to get me food, but because if it is left in my lab, I won't eat it.
Under normal circumstances, I would just be like, here's food. Dad said to eat. I know you're not going to.
Because if it's left in the lab, then all of the components of your experiments can get into the food and it becomes contaminated.
Yeah.
Last night's dinner waves goodbye.
Or it becomes the next
so before we leave the lab, I like grab three or four little small vials, smaller than the ones that I used to use. I grab three or four of those and I like stuff them in my pockets, and then I grab two more and stuff it in another pocket, and I'm like, okay, we can go now. I'm ready.
Emergency supplies.
Hey CJ, yes. You remember the last person that had things in their pockets?
You do what?
Poor wizard.
I mean, really know what this is, but also you don't want to take things from my pockets because they might blow up on you. So
Phil Frey has been shoving shit in her pockets like the entire podcast.
Yeah, but her pockets are extra dimensional. Those don't count.
Right?
She has regular pockets too.
Mostly. Mostly regular pockets.
Now I'm just picturing actually seeing the extra dimensional space and it's lined with pockets. It's like one of those roll-up makeup bags you hang over a bathroom door. Just an entire extra dimensional space full of those.
Oh my god, the pocket dimension, literally.
Exactly.
You beat me to it, CJ.
Of course I did, because I am me. Bang that title, The Pocket Dimension. So I guess by the time those two get there, they're in full eating mode. Well, the people who eat are eating, and Calabras is probably in the corner glowering at all of us.
I'm keeping an eye on Kasim.
In the corner glowering at all of us.
Yeah, as soon as I saw the Silva, the other sword went away, and I'm like, food. Food is good.
Yeah, Silva, so knowing that there's at least a honest person here, and also probably good food. Though Jokido does kind of eventually come over to Calabras, and if he's not like actively eating, with a small plate of random food X, and pats him on the shoulder and whispers to him, I checked him out. Everything seems to be on the level.
Ding.
I'll trust your judgment.
That's the smart thing, brother.
I'll go ahead and start eating food.
How does Calabras eat from under his helmet?
Very carefully.
He doesn't.
I mean, random Joe Schmo Mazrin is not going to recognize him.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you could take off your helmet and probably get the same reaction you did from Kai. That's a very ugly guy.
So, yeah. As far as Kasim is concerned, while the people themselves are rather unusual on this ship, the ship itself is kind of shocking in its own regards. Just the sheer level of extravagance you're seeing in every little detail around you, between the gold and silver detailings, the enamel work, the fact that the room is perfectly illuminated, even though there doesn't seem to be any torches or lanterns, whatever the hell is going on and where the food is coming out of.
We could tell you, but you don't want to know.
No, you do not.
Because this is fresh food on a ship that has been coming from Altairan. So to your knowledge, these people should have been floating for the past, 3 weeks at least?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jokiro, this ish food that you're making is amazing.
Yes, the ish.
Yeah, brother, I told you. It's steak from the ocean. I told you, it's amazing, right?
Yes, it is great.
I know, little one.
I keep on hoping there'll be steak from the ocean.
Well, Freya takes another one of those really long drinks from her teacup.
He ruffles your hair and just walks by.
My favorite is the swordish.
Because of course it is.
Now I'm just picturing Fraggle grabbing an entire swordfish and hitting somebody with it.
Well, Freya tries very hard not to choke on her tea.
Yeah, the flavors are real sharp.
But okay, at this point, Sadie has come to the doorway and is watching this and looks at Sylvie and goes, somebody's going to have to tell him.
I think it's probably better if he doesn't know. Maybe?
I don't know why, but you for some reason get the dad look upon your head.
Suddenly we're aware of Jokiro. Just
it's that cartoon trope where you just see the looming silhouette rising up behind you with the glowing eyes on the glasses. Exactly.
It's the Metal Gear Solid.
Part of me just wants to spill it out of character. No, right?
Like, Kasim's like, you know it's called a relic. No. No.
Don't ruin this for us.
So, who did we... We didn't have anybody up fighting with us, right? We sent them to do make sure they were in battle station.
Whoa, that's some word salad there with some intermittent breakage.
All right, let's try that again. Any better?
Yes.
All right. There was none of our crew members really up there fighting with us. They were all assigned to battle stations and things like that.
Yeah, for the most part, in the time it took you guys to fight this thing, your crew proper was securing things, making sure that essentially any damage that the ship might incur would be easily mitigated.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I just wanted to make sure that, like, if there was anybody else that was that would have been up on dock with up on deck with us.
Yeah, no, everyone had pretty much remained below decks, and even if they were supposed to come help, they were kind of intimidated by the gigantic squid monstrosity from.
Okay.
The edge of time.
We didn't get anything of that to study or anything like that, did we?
I mean, the only thing that was left was bits and pieces of things that weren't really worth studying. Planks from the boat that was destroyed, crab claws, squid tentacles. Everything that was monstrous about it basically blew away on the wind.
Gotcha. So, and Akita is at this point, you know, over his cups. And so, was it, who was it that was Mazarin and her crew?
Aya.
Aya. I probably would make sure that she is available, so that way maybe he's, maybe having somebody that shares the nationality would make him a little bit more comfortable.
Yep. I mean, she's amicable enough to the situation, so.
Yeah. Are you, like, do you still have your sword in your hand as you're eating, Cassim?
That would be amazing, but no. Like I said, as soon as I saw the Silva, the sword went away, because typically Silva don't ally themselves, from my knowledge, to people that go around murdering people.
So,
funny story.
To my knowledge.
Cassim, where were you headed? To Tovera?
We were on the way. There was a shipment that my master wanted to keep an eye on.
Well, I mean, it's at the bottom of the ocean now.
At least we know where it is.
For better or for worse, it's not going anywhere.
Hey, Captain? Akira? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pupil. Can this fancy thing get anything from the bottom of the ocean?
Robbie?
What? Yes, Captain.
Dearest, do we have any way to retrieve anything that would happen to have sunk at sea level?
Salvage equipment? No. Unfortunately, that was never really part of the original design. This vessel was for exploration, but not of that variety.
Understood. Make sure that the location that we fought that beast is under navigation.
Well, certainly. I mean, obviously there'll be drift from the current and whatnot, but that can easily be accounted for. And yes, we'll take care of it.
Well, more so for my future. I appreciate it.
Certainly.
I hear some of this, and I'm like, the cargo was not of any importance.
Okay.
I am sorry for the loss of your comrades.
Indeed, they were good men. What little I knew of them.
Yeah, even even if you are a hired blade, sometimes, you know, you do meet good people.
When you're on the ocean, you only rely on those holding the hoist next to you.
Absolutely. Well, it's more so not the cargo, yes, would have been interesting, but also to see if there's any kind of activity in this area in general.
Activity of what variety?
Of that
variety.
Weren't we looking for a ship?
Not that ship. This would have been a different ship, Fraggle. This was the Prince's ship. If
yeah,
we find it at all, it's probably going to be at port by now.
I mean, wouldn't it be a good idea to ask him if he, like, saw it as he was leaving?
Akira shrugs and describes the Prince's ship to him. Does this ship ring any bells to you?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Is this the first incident like this that you encountered on your way out of Mazra? Were there any other monster attacks or any odd wildlife behavior that you encountered previous?
Answer is no.
No, the first I've heard of anything happening out here was my ship. Something this catastrophic would have popped up on a number of networks before now.
Well, I'm sorry your people died, but I'm glad no one else did.
As am I.
I've been checking out your swords there.
What of them?
You can't just check out another man's sword.
You gotta ask permission first.
Well, I mean, I'm just using my eyes. I mean, they look nice and shiny. Is that real metal?
Are they?
I just imagine you and Sadie saying that at the exact same time.
Oh, yeah.
Is it real metal? I do not know for sure. But they have served me well over the years.
May I take a look?
Sure.
But.
I unhoist one of them.
Beaten to the punch.
Hey.
She'll pop over, literally, and take the sword kind of like flat in her hands and roll her some learning. If I can find my character sheet, there it is.
Roll some learning.
Roll some learning. That's a 12. But I do have my archaeology knowledge if that comes in handy for identifying materials and make and stuff.
Sadie rolled a 25 on her learning.
Yeah, it's not terribly difficult to, especially if you know what you're looking for, to ascertain whether something is real or crafted metal, or, well, any substance for that matter. Because any sort of transmutation from one material to another is going to leave some manner of residual in the finished form. And yeah, these appear to be legitimate metal.
Yeah, these are real. And she'll take it and kind of flip it around so she's handing it back to you, Hilt, first. And Calabras, you might notice from training that she seems to be a lot more comfortable handling like swords than she was when we first started that, and she didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
I give a proud mentor smile.
She grins.
I retrieve the sword and stick it back in the sheath. They were a gift from someone very important to me.
That person has very good taste.
Indeed.
Head back over to her seat. Or wait, no, not yet. I'm Velfreya, by the way. We didn't actually get properly introduced.
You are Horun?
I am. You know of my people.
Being an agent of a merchant, we see a fair number of things. Not met a Torun who is that capable at teleportation, however. Thank you for your safety, for your help in keeping me alive.
Oh, you're very welcome. We tend not to show it off too much. It's considered rude to teleport too wantonly through public spaces. Says the person who was doing that a few episodes ago.
Yeah, Akita looks at you as you said, puts his eyebrow up.
She shrugs.
Hi, and my name's Fragul. Just like comes in. I like swords. I like ish, and I like meat.
Ish.
And with that, Velfreya is going to go back to her seat so her face doesn't give it away.
Hello. He holds out his giant paw.
Greetings. I shake this hand this time. First time I did not. Not used to seeing a bear with a sword.
Oh, you like my sword? Yeah.
All right.
Caught you looking at my sword.
Most people pay $19.99 a minute to see my sword.
Okay.
Yeah, needs to stop.
Maybe we can spar with our swords later.
Okay.
Never cross the swords!
No, you don't cross the streams.
Don't cross the swords either. It's considered rude.
I'm imagining like some people in the room just completely laughing at the I'm guessing it's accidental innuendo, and Calabras and Vilfrey are just like, oh my fucking god.
Oh yeah, no, Akira's laughing his ass off at this, by the way.
Face yeah, palm. So is Sylvia. Sylvia is like losing it.
But dang it, we just mentioned the two dirtiest minded people on the ship, so
are you okay over there, Sylvia?
She's also like stuffing food in her face because she hasn't really eaten a like true meal in the last few days. So she's like, she is laughing in between like scarfing the food.
Here. Let me, here's my bestie, Calabras.
Just gives a really awkward like pause. Holds his hand out. Pleasure.
That laugh was in character, by the way.
I shake his hand too, although we clearly don't seem to like each other at the moment. He did kind of throw me at this bear that I had not encountered before.
I also saved you.
You did, however.
Well, Freya will hold out her hand as well.
I was still thrown at a bear, which could have gone a number of different ways. I grasp Valfreya's next and nod. Anybody else want handshakes?
I'm too busy eating.
Food.
Sylvia. She just like mumbles her name, but she's still eating. So
just look over and say charmed.
You've met Akira, right?
Unfortunately.
You've met Sadie.
Dean.
I'm Caleb. I'd shake, but well. And he kind of waves a gauntlet that could easily wrap itself around your torso.
Indeed. I remember trying to save him a few times and learning at the time that I did not need to.
And this is Lady Lasai.
Pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine.
Goes down the list and kind of introduces everybody in their ranks.
And this is Ship.
We're not keeping him.
He's our guest, Robbie.
I'm just saying, we're not keeping him.
Why are you pronouncing Ship like Robbie?
Because that's her name, dude.
Thought the name was Wave Racer.
Just the ship's name. Her name is Robbie.
Okay. Why do I imagine Frogul is just blue screen of death right now?
Eyes glazed over.
Encountered a fatal error.
Frogul, dear. Our ship has two names. When we're talking about the physical ship, we say Wave Razor. When we're talking about the person who is the consciousness of the ship, we say Ravi.
Ravi.
Ravi is the ship's soul.
I have no idea what the fuck they were just talking about.
Ravi is the ship.
Yes, she is the ship's soul.
Which is one person. And then the ship is also Ravi?
Good job, Frogul. Good job.
Wave Razor.
Go back to eating the ish.
No, you nailed it the first time.
Okay. I'll just call the ship Ravi.
Yeah. Okay, when we're talking to the ship, say Ravi. When we're talking about the ship, we say Wave Razor.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so whenever you're saying something mean behind Wave Racer's back, you say Wave Razor.
I imagine Ravi just giving you this look.
Calabres, your chair slides out from underneath you.
Yep. Figured that was gonna happen.
Take 10 points of damage.
No. And at this conversation I overhear, I like raise an eyebrow and say, I was unaware Tolvera had ships with souls.
It doesn't.
we kind of found this.
The Wave Razor is a unique artifact.
It's also a soulless creature, just so you're aware.
She smiles at you.
Hilfreya offers you a hand.
We are, I hope you don't mind, by the way, Kasim, that we are making our way back towards Mazra.
Not at all. My business going to Tolbera is already done.
That is fair. For the rest of the trip, I will make sure, Ravi, can we have a guest room, a temporary guest room prepared, please?
Oh, I suppose.
Thank you, dear.
We're still not keeping him.
I know. That's why I said temporary.
Good captain.
What, you don't like pets, Ravi? Gilfrey just has this kind of joking grin on her face.
She giggles.
Ravi is very particular about who she lets on the ship. And you were an unexpected, and something tells me that she doesn't necessarily enjoy unexpected friends.
Usually how it goes.
She's going to flip her shit if Calabras summons Savoth.
Bad enough I have my broom friend that she has to deal with.
And I keep killing.
And I keep bringing back. Every morning. Good morning. Good morning. Got your broom? Yeah, it's right here. Slice. Rez. All right. More coffee.
I'm done for the day.
So once his room's set up, I'll bring him over to his room and let him know where his quarters are.
It's a extremely basic room.
Yeah. As we're walking, I go, I apologize for any kind of limitations this may place on you. However, I would advise avoiding too much exploration of the ship outside of public areas. Mess area, the dock, the deck, obviously. But anything behind a closed door, I would suggest not attempting to bypass that barrier.
Of course. Barriers are there for a reason. I still might be a spy.
Exactly. We do have a particular mission that we are going to Mazra for on this kind of ship, not just a casual sailing crew making a trade route mission.
I never would have guessed.
We have a little more firepower than that.
So there are secrets, and I don't want to diminish your capabilities because you obviously fought valiantly. I couldn't imagine that you could get past these if you tried. And I've tried.
And he's failed! It was great!
So are you, dear?
I never denied it!
We have an interesting relationship with one another on the ship.
There is no relationship! Stop lying!
But I'm imagining if you're going
to
want
to. You have to speak up a bit, CJ.
That's worse.
I'm literally.
Nope. Still can't hear you.
We were able to hear Rachel just fine.
We heard complete silence and then rabble, rabble.
Rabble, and rabble, 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 rabble. Any better?
For like 2 seconds it was.
Any better now? Whatsoever? None? Maybe? Possibly?
Yes.
There we go.
There we go.
Maybe? There we go? Cool. He looks at Kasim. I imagine that you would like to rest and wash up. Gives him times that Jokido typically prepares meals.
If there is anything that you need, feel free to reach out to me, and I will make sure that you are taken care of.
Indeed. Your kindness will not go unnoticed.
He nods. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your calmness with dealing with everything that we are dealing with here.
Of course. Warriors who cannot adapt to battle are not worthy of battle.
He smiles and pats you on the shoulder and goes, well, enjoy your rest, friend. If you need anything at all, let me know.
Certainly.
And he will walk away.
Is everybody else still in the mess hall?
I am. Yeah, I'm just finishing up my food.
So while we're finishing up, Valfreya will kind of look at everybody else. Did anybody else notice anything strange during that fight?
The never-ending enemies that kept falling off of the thing.
Well, that was strange, but that's not what I was talking about. When we were in the fight, I felt like, and I still feel this way, I could close my eyes, spin around in a circle, and point to where every single one of you is in the room right now. And when Calabras and Caleb got hit, I felt it. I didn't feel it to the extent that you two did, obviously. But I knew that you were hurt. Honestly, Calabras, it sounded a lot like that thing we talked about before, except it was for everybody.
What thing?
She'll kind of lean in and whisper at the pact. That thing?
That thing. Oh, yeah, that
thing. That unfortunate thing.
Nobody else felt anything like that?
Kyle Rose shakes his head.
That's odd.
Josh, with those doing like secondary things during the event, would they have experienced anything at all like that? Or is that strictly a localized thing around Eldritch Medieval?
One more time?
Would anybody doing like the secondary things, like the Hughes were battling little shadow shits, would they have experienced anything like that whole reverb of pain thing? Or was that localized around Big Bad?
The reverb of pain, as you put it, was strictly a Valfreya phenomena.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't feel anything. I mean, just the heat of battle.
Huh.
Jokio goes, admittedly, I was not up on doing the fighting, but I normally am very in tune with people's emotions, and I felt nothing.
You sure you're not going crazy?
I mean,
he's obviously joking.
It takes her a second to realize that, and then she just kind of gives him a really look. She's like smirking. But you can tell, like, behind the smirk, like, she is starting to look legitimately bothered by this.
I'm sure it's nothing.
I guess we'll see. Maybe something in the library will give me some answers.
Akira does come back in and looks at everybody and goes, so wheel and looks at particularly Velfreya. We all need to get our bearings straight and rest together, rest like very well tonight. We all were through the ringer today. So I want to make sure everybody is taking care of themselves tonight. I would suggest suspending any extracurricular activities for the evening to make sure that everything is together, shall we say.
Okay, I'll take a break from my evening training.
You couldn't pay me to stay up tonight. I'm gonna go to bed.
I think I'm going to go clear my head. I appreciate what you're saying, Akira, and I agree that we need to get rest, but if I'm left to dwell on this, I'm not going to sleep.
Understood.
And she'll put her dishes and stuff away and head out to the garden for a little while.
I'm going to just head to bed.
Akira is going to go over to Sylvia, though. What were you working on that kept you so unoccupied that you couldn't tell what was going on?
Sadie is still sitting by Sylvia eating, by the way.
Yeah, Sylvia will stop eating finally. Finally now, after everybody has already gone to bed. I've been trying to... I've had this idea in my head for a long time. And the lab that I had at the university was not well stocked enough, but I think I finally figured out what I was trying to work on. And I was finishing up my last experiments and they were quite loud.
I can imagine considering it attacked the ship and yeah.
I isolated a chemical component. There's a lot. It doesn't matter. I finished it. I'm done with it now. I don't need to. It won't happen again. Basically, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
It won't happen for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I mean, until I get another idea, obviously. But
yeah, he does pull up a chair next to you now. Like, well, what was it? Tell me. Talk to me.
So. Like, you know, I've been stuck in my lab for the last several years, and I haven't really been in the field. And I felt woefully unprepared for being out here again. But the components that I was using before were strictly a damaging type explosion, right? But
yeah.
But I've figured out a way that I can help other people do more damage and I don't have to just blow things up anymore.
Sweet.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Not a problem can't be solved without the proper application of heavy explosives.
I think that's Sylvia's like entire life motto. I feel like that's just...
That's great because it's a reference to Tremors.
Yes, I know.
So kind of like what I do with my abilities, or...
More like making other people at a disadvantage rather than helping
your friends, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, plus they're all really pretty colors, so.
And that's what counts the most.
That is indeed the most important factoid.
So Via, what's your... So he makes us hit harder. Well, Via hit harder. And you make them more susceptible to my hard hits?
Pretty much. In different ways.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad that your research found funny. Shane, you were...
And the ship is sinking again.
What?
You're ducking out.
Oh, yay! It is. I am glad that your research got footing. You were sorely missed in the battle.
Like I said, it won't happen again. As long as I don't have another brilliant idea.
What will happen tomorrow?
You do have a lot of brilliant ideas, dear. Though I admit I haven't seen you smile like this in a long time.
It feels good to finally make a breakthrough.
And he puts his hand on your shoulder. And
he puts his shoulder on your hand.
Yes.
Let me.
Oh, so like quarrelsome doggo, it's fine.
Yeah. I need pets and scratches behind the ear. Right there. That's my stick. Fuck you.
It is nice to see you out and about and smiling. Keep up the good work.
She'll just chuckle and then take another bite of food. I guess I probably should shower now. That's something that needs to happen.
Smell like an explosion.
Yeah, she probably just smells a lot like sulfur. Like,
and we're losing you again.
Blah, 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 blah. All right. I can tell because my box. I was really sorely tempted to do that thing with Lorraine back in the city after she was killing the bug goo in the
nothing, CJ.
In the dungeon.
Whoa, we just heard about blah, 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 and dungeon.
Yeah, basically.
That's actually what he did, so there you go.
So yeah, take care of yourself. As I said to everybody else, rest, clean up, and report to normal duties tomorrow morning.
Okay. I can do that.
And
it's been a while since I slept.
Yeah, you should do that, because when you stay up for days without my help, it technically ends badly. Honestly, I'm surprised you did not set off another bomb like you did in the academy.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did, but Ravi took care of it. Thanks, Ravi.
Whoop. Welcome, dear. Don't do it again.
I'll try not to.
If you need me, I'll be in my quarters. I'll be reading if you need anything tonight.
Okay.
Looks at Sadie. Same goes for you.
Okay.
All right.
Yokido. See you in the morning. Get some rest, brother. I know. Time to make brooms! As he says loud enough for everybody to hear, possibly.
Oh, Lord, that's going to be an early morning wake-up call. Tokyo!
He's on his way back to his room. He's going to try to create a sustained Barry.
Something, 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 something.
On his way back to his room, he's going to try to create a sustenance Barry. Ha ha ha!
For
26.
For himself?
Yes.
We don't hear you very well, so.
Well, basically all I said is on his way back to his room, he's gonna do sustenance on himself. And, which, because I can roll at power level 8, I have that ability to do that. He is going to then spend the night animating.
A little while later, like, probably as he's getting ready to wind down himself, Jokiro will hear Velfreya's voice. Jokiro?
Yeah, dear.
Can you please, I can't sleep.
Absolutely, dear. And he is going to walk you to your quarters. If you need to do any washing up or changing or anything, do so now. I will stand out here until you are ready.
Oh, this was like a remote, like using the remote comms.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. I will. Are you in your room?
Yes.
All right. I will be right there. By the way, I rolled a 30, which is a power level 9 on animation.
It's all going to break the same.
More brooms!
Now there's two for Calabras to break.
Eventually the brooms will overpower him. He'll knock on your door.
It opens.
Must be pretty bad for you to call me, dear.
I've got a lot on my mind. It's kind of been building up. And everyone else is already asleep, so.
So
or at least I think they are, because I can tell they're all in their rooms.
So have we all, dear. Anything that you would like to talk to me about before I try and do my magic?
And she kind of like rubs her face. Yes and no. I kind of just want to fall unconscious at this point.
Absolutely, dear. And he leans down and kisses you on the forehead as he, what would I roll for putting to sleep? Or is it, since it's fluff, just put her to sleep?
I mean, you'd basically be rolling incapacitation.
She's not resisting it, though, so.
Okay. Well, he leans down, kisses you on the forehead. Sleep well, little one. And pokes you on the head.
She flumps over. And when you do that, imagine taking 5 radios and setting them all to different stations and cranking the volume at the same time. And that's her thoughts right now.
Okay, that is... He literally tucks you into bed, wincing the entire time. Gives you another kiss on the head even though you're asleep, and walks out of the room.
She said she's got a lot on her mind.
Yeah, he's... I would...
A lot of confusion in that, by the way, if you wanted surface thoughts.
Confusion?
Yes.
He will, as he's kind of walking out, try and gain anything from the chaos in her head. Like, not super deep, but, just try and gain some kind of semblance of anything that he can. Yeah, 34 with telepathy. Or reading, whatever you want to read it as.
It's still a 34 regardless of how you slice it.
Yeah, unlike some characters, he doesn't really have any advantage to certain things. Unending charm. So yeah, 34 to kind of just go through the morass, not really dive too deep, but the things that are like screaming out at him, just try and piece together some puzzle pieces out of that.
Freaked out by what she's experiencing, that no one else can corroborate. Thank you. I got the word half out and forgot it existed.
I hate when that happens.
There's a little bit of, should I hold on to the past or let go? And also, I can't tell what he's thinking.
He won't dive any deeper because he has too many rules of his own to adhere by, much less her rules. he will try it. Well, I mean, incapacitate, knocked her out. So it's kind of a hope that they calm down in a little bit, baby doll. And he will go to his room and write down the thoughts that write down what he heard. And I think that will, I think it's a pretty good stopping point. What do you think, Josh?
Sounds pretty good to me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciated, as always. If you want to become an NPC, join us up on our crew. Head over to patreon.com/geekio. You get access to every single show that we record, or you can join us live. That's right. You can be in our you can be in this call that we are in right now, in a future recording, hanging out with us, talking to us, discussing things, distracting us in chat, and much, much more. Go over to patreon.com/geekio. If you want to send us an email, you can do so there as well. show@geek-io.net. Put Exploding Dice in the subject line. Weird thing is, I can remember the name of the show, but not my email that has been changed for 6 months now. and head over to our Discord at geek-io.net/discord for all of the rewards that you'll get for being a patron and a whole lot more, where we're all just kind of hanging out and talking to you. Yes, you. We will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this GeekIO Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?